Arkansas Roots on KASU.
We're honored to have two guests on this portion of Arkansas Roots. Jerry Bone is an Arkansas-born musician who has played in bands ranging from the Mystics of Hardy, Arkansas in the 1960s to Mark Sallings and the Famous Unknowns, which became the house band at B.B. King's on Beale Street in Memphis. Jerry now plays bass in Batesville's Lock House Orchestra and produces and plays on sessions at his own studio in Oxford, Arkansas, Bare Bones Recording. Al Corte grew up in Buffalo, New York, and was on the path to sing opera like one of his uncles. He took lessons from his personal vocal coach from the Juilliard School of Music, but another uncle was a nightclub singer, and maybe Al took after that uncle, because Al fell in love with the soulful sounds of rhythm and blues in the 1960s. His first singing gig was with a band from his hometown, the Cavemen. And then, throughout the 1960s and 70s and 80s, came work with bands that he helped to form with names like the Brass Tacks, Hot Ticket, and Good Vibrations. Al gained decades of experience performing live shows throughout the continental U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Amazingly, during all those years of performing, he did very little recording. Now, semi-retired and living in the mountains of Fulton County, Arkansas, he has recorded an album produced by his Ozark neighbor, Jerry Bone, that can stand up to just about any R&B work I've ever heard. And after playing it for some of my music-loving friends, they agree. The album Seasoned Soul by Corte is worth hearing. Al Corte and Jerry Bone, welcome to Arkansas Roots. Al, how did you meet up with Jerry Bone?
I met Jerry, we were introduced at Horton's Music in Dennis's store, and that was my first occasion, I think, to meet Jerry. And this was quite a, well, maybe 3 years ago.
At least.
Something like that, and 4 years ago, maybe more than that. But it was in Dennis Horton's store. He had a little recording studio in the store at that time. And in fact, I did at that time ask Jerry, but hey, I might want to get some tracks made, and nothing ever really came of it until just recently we hooked up, and then now you see the result.
And Jerry, what did you think the first time you heard Al sing?
I think the first time I heard Al was with Dennis, and they were doing some jazz standards. And I thought, well, this is kind of out of my league because they were, you know, playing some really good progressions and that kind of thing. It was really good. But when he came to my house and we started getting into this thing, I thought, this is a man of my own heart because he's just got that soul about his, you know, and his vocals and so forth that was right down my alley. So, you know, it just somehow it gelled, and we just kept, you know, searching for the songs that we wanted to do. And so far, we're both pleased, and hope everybody else is too.
Now, there are 10 tracks on this CD, and some of these I was familiar with. I think any really hardcore R&B fan would know most of these titles. And you have tracks from Otis Rush and Otis Redding and Delbert McClinton. Al, how did you go about choosing these 10 songs on Seasoned Soul?
Very carefully. I did research, and I really looked into the idiom of that music. And I mean, I was aware of some of the stuff because I sang it as a kid. So a lot of it stuck with me. But when I really dug in, when I met with Jer and we decided to do this project, I actually went to Memphis and I went to Stax Museum. I went down Beale Street. I talked with musicians from the area. I went on YouTube and went, you know, and did my Google searches. And I wanted to get the most authentic rhythm and blues music that I could find and pay tribute to those pioneers that really created the music that gave us the music we have today. And so these were some of the songs that we came up with. We both collaborated on it. We both, you know, bounced things back and forth. And these are the songs that we agreed upon and started working on them.
So, Jerry, tell us who plays on this album and how did you get the people together?
Well, Al was nice enough to let me play guitar and bass and a few other instruments. I've got to say,
I knew you played bass, but I just never thought about you playing lead guitar because I hadn't heard you do it.
And actually, I never either.
It is amazing work.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Al was nice enough to let me have a shot at it. So after we sort of get everything on there, the foundation of the song, we started thinking of ways that we could add some icing to it. One of the highlights was having my son, Lennon, play drums on these tracks. He would make these drum tracks and then send them to me, and then I would basically fill in the blanks, you know.
Okay, so he wasn't necessarily present at
the moment. He wasn't present, no.
He lives in, where is it?
Kansas City.
And yeah. And your son Lennon was with a band called Ha Ha Tonka
for a while. That's right, yeah. He was on tour with them for probably almost 10 years, if not longer, and they were a touring band, stayed busy, and then... Lennon and his wife had a little, made me a grandpa.
Yay.
And so,
yay.
Anyway, he's devoted his time to that, and he works in a studio in Kansas City also. So Lennon was playing drums, and we had Sarah Jo Roark, who also plays with the Lock House Orchestra, tremendous singer. Actually, we have two singers, Penny Wolf and Sarah Jo, that's in that Lock House band that are awesome singers. But Sarah Jo sang backup, and... we also, Al played some congas.
Yeah. All your love, I miss loving. All your kisses, I miss kissing. All your love, I miss loving. All your kisses, I miss kissing. Until I met you.
Al, what were your thoughts when you began to realize that the Ozarks had musicians of this caliber? Did you know that beforehand?
I didn't know until, you know, I lived here after maybe a couple years. I was finding out that we just had a wealth of players here. It was just incredible. I would say that this area has probably more talent in a small radius than any other place in the world. Wow. We have some of the greatest musicians on earth right here in the Ozarks. And I'm happy to be here and be a part of it. I really am. I'm really enjoying this.
That's part of what this program is all about, Arkansas Roots, is letting people who live in Arkansas know what we have here that many people don't know about, often take for granted, don't even know the musical heritage of people like Louis Jordan. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that Al Green and Conway Twitty were from Arkansas.
Absolutely.
But then the people like yourselves who are out there, you know, making some really impressive work, and we're glad to let them know about that.
We called Ron Miller, who plays piano.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be. 'Cause you don't care about me. Set me free. Unchain my heart.
Now, Ron Miller, I believe, Al, you may have been telling me, had done some session work over in, was it Nashville?
He has. Ron has really been around. He spent a lot of time in New York, and also he produced quite a bit in Nashville. He was a session producer. And I believe Ron's traveled throughout the world, really, being a musician. But he's played with several artists, Leon Russell and Dobie Gray. He's got quite a resume, and he's a very proficient musician. He plays keyboards, guitar, and bass, and he sings as well. And it was really encouraging for me to have a guy like that as part of this project, and I really enjoyed working with him.
And like Charlie Chalmers, who lives in Branson, Ron doesn't live that far either, I believe you told me.
No, Ron's out of Heber Springs right now.
Charlie, of course, the legend.
Charlie Chalmers, who played sax with your Lockhouse Orchestra on our Lee Von Helm tribute concert last year.
He did.
And has a tremendous resume of playing with Aretha Franklin and
amazing.
Just everybody back
yeah,
in the 60s.
Charlie is a storyteller. I could listen to him for hours. He's a great storyteller.
What's next? Al and Jerry, do you have any plans to perform together?
Oh,
do any
absolutely.
Live shows?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. We have to take this to the people. I mean, we... I am right now already working on lining up a series of tours, and I'm going to stay close, though. We're not going to go too far. We've got our sights on Little Rock and Memphis, Nashville, St. Louis, Kansas City, Fayetteville. We've already been talking to some venues and clubs in those areas, and looks like by end of summer, early fall, we should be able to launch some live performances.
You told me about some of the other things you've done in your life. You've been a motorcycle racer. You're a master gardener.
Yeah.
You've been in some movies, actually.
Yeah.
When you retired to Arkansas, it was probably, my guess is, to live in a beautiful area, maybe slow down. You really hadn't thought about performing again that much, or had you? Be honest
no.
with us. No.
No.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I would never even fathom that I would be doing this right now. When I walked away from the stage in 1991, I said, that's it. I'm done. And I moved on. Instead of being on stages, I went to building stages and producing shows and concerts and events. And I got into television programming. I had a production company and did all those kinds of things. And never even dreamed of going back performing again. And, my son had a grandbaby. You know, I'm a granddad, too. And I was going to make a couple songs for my grandbaby. And, That was the real thing that got me going with this, to get some tracks made, to have Jerry do some songs
though.
For me. You know,
I've got to ask because we're all in the grandfather's club here. What were the two songs you were going to record for your grandbaby?
Well, you know, I first of all, I went to Jerry and I said I wanted to do a couple songs, and we picked a Beatles song, and it was a Something, and we did a Something recording, and that was one song. And we did a thing called Time Won't Let Me. But then Jerry goes, Al, you wouldn't be interested in maybe doing something different. And I says, like what? He goes, well, you got kind of that soulful, bluesy voice. Maybe we could do, you know, like an R&B thing or something.
Jerry, did you know his background at all in terms of singing?
You know, while we were, I think Al and I were actually getting to know each other while we were making this CD.
Okay.
Because in between songs or whatever, he would tell me about things he did and likewise, you know, so it was kind of an inspiring and bonding experience for both of us. And once we started dialing into what I felt like was Al's forte, I mean, not to be confused with Corte, it was right away we knew we're on to something here. I feel like, you know, well, and you can only hope that everybody else feels the same way when they hear it. Yeah, it was great.
And it's got to be pretty cool to be involved in sort of rekindling some coals here that maybe had not died out, but had just kind of been sidelined for a while.
Exactly. Know? And I think some of the best experiences I had was working with the Unknowns during those B.B. King days. And then it was kind of like Al brought it back to the table, you know, which was just exactly what I needed for inspiration.
This is something I've become sort of, I won't say perplexed by, but amazed by, is that people in the, you know, we have these stereotypes. We think of the Ozarks as people up there who play music. Okay, they're all strapping banjos on, and they wear overalls and smoke corncob pipes.
Exactly.
But there are people like you, Sarah Jo Roark and Penny Wolfe, who are amazing singers. And Danny, and John.
In
the Lockhouse Orchestra, all the people who play. You know, you guys could crank out some really good rockin' R&B sounds. You must have grown up with just a lot of different musical influences. Yourself.
I did. I think I was very fortunate to be surrounded with a lot of different musicians that were into different genres, and that was certainly something that I could use down the road and to this day, you know. So, yeah, it's been a great adventure in those terms.
I want to ask you, Al, you did a lot of touring for decades now. There's music on here by some legends. Did you ever encounter on the road meeting any of these people who recorded some of these songs or songs like them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I spent a day with James Brown, and I was a young guy. I was, I think I was like 15. I went to War Memorial Stadium in Buffalo. James Brown was appearing. And I went there during the day to see them set up. And I was lucky enough to meet James Brown. And the tour manager took me back into his dressing room. And I met James Brown, and he was very cordial to me, and because I was introduced as a young singer to him. And he just opened his arms to me. The first thing he did was open up this big anvil case full of shoes. There must have been 100 shoes in this anvil case. He says, "You got dancing shoes?" I said, "No, but I'm going to get them." And from that day on, you know, I actually moved on to do a James Brown little show that I did in my set, you know, and with the cape and, you know, the please me thing. And it was part of our little shtick that we did during the show. And it went over great, maybe because I was a white boy doing James Brown. But I loved it, and the people loved it. And he remained with me through my whole career. I've always did James Brown material, and so I think, hey, I need to do a James song on this album.
Well, Al, I've really enjoyed meeting you and learning about your amazing resume of work. And not only that, but just what a varied person you are in terms of interests and abilities. You do some remodeling and construction, and you're a master gardener. Jerry, I have been wanting to interview you for a while because I knew that you do some great work up there. And you contacted me a while back and you said, "I've got a project that I've been working on. It's an R&B thing. And I wonder if you might be interested in listening to it." And I said, "Well, yeah, Jerry," because I'd heard your other album that you released about a decade ago. So great to hear this work and meet with both of you together here at KASU.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And appreciate you having us here.
Sure do. Thank you so much. This is great.
Well, we're going to go out with one of the best tracks on the album, and I say best because they're all good. This is an amazing album. It's Seasoned Soul by Corte, specifically Al Corte, a soulful blend of rhythm and blues, produced by Jerry Bone, who plays several instruments on here, along with his son Lennon, who plays drums, and some great piano work from Ron Miller. the Charlie Chalmers touch on saxophone, the fantastic Sarah Jo Roark, who does background vocals. The CD has some very interesting artwork on the front, too. Who did that, Jerry?
That was my middle son, Chance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's a drama graduate. He went to school in Chicago. And I'm proud of all my boys. I got three boys. Of course, Lennon and Chance and Colton. But Chance called me recently and said that he was out in California. He did the artwork for Bo Burnham, the comedian. I think his wife is a director, and she was making a movie out there in California. So anyway, my son calls me, and he says, well, looks like I'm going to get to be in this a small part in the movie. But yet, it's a part. And he had fortunate enough to do a part with Susan Sarandon. So he was really excited about that.
This album cover has it's a bottle. It's a wine bottle turned over, pouring musical notes into a glass, and so you have the title "Seasoned Soul." It's just pretty cool. And I was going to ask you who did that. So yeah, that's some amazing work there by Chance. So much talent in Arkansas, and we're glad to feature it right here on Arkansas Roots. We'll close with the final track from the Seasoned Soul CD featuring Al Corte on vocals. It's the James Brown classic, Cold Sweat. Arkansas Roots is produced in the studios of KASU. The Monday, Wednesday, Friday host is Marty Scarborough, who will be here tomorrow. I'm your Tuesday, Thursday man, Mike Doyle. Thanks for listening.